Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're taking out the trash. That's why we voted for Trump. Yes. Good morning. Welcome. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. It is also 6:08 at your time check. That is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Are you pumped up?
Oh, yeah. It's Tuesday.
Behind the scenes, inside baseball, behind the scenes, Greg has to load up a bunch of stuff to get us ready so we can take a few days off around the holidays. So thank you, Greg, for your extra, extra hard work. And it's a good thing you got the whole team helping you out.
Oh, the team is on board, Bob.
The whole team?
The whole team is on
board. Will you do me a favor? Say hello and thank the team for me.
I will do this. I'll pass that along.
In case you don't get it, Greg's the team.
Yeah.
Shh. I'll tell everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Big headlines, blah, 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 wall-to-wall shooting. Okay? Not downplaying it or diminishing it. I'm putting exactly it into the perspective what we really should have as Americans, and we lost sight of it because we can play political football with it. Guns are bad. Guns in the hands of bad people, I agree. That's bad. It's not the gun's fault, and the millions of responsible gun owners, it's not their fault either. You have somebody who has problems, and they're going to hurt other people and themselves.
How about we blame the manufacturers? Kind of like we blame car companies for all the accidents that happen in the country when people are killed.
No, it doesn't work that way. Okay. If the product is defective, if your car's brakes go out, a day after you drove it off the lot, you might have an issue there with the manufacturer. But with the gun, as long as it, operates as it's promised to do, that's not the gun manufacturer issue. If it's manufactured where, you have rounds that are blowing up inside the gun, yeah.
You're going to blame the person, Bob? You mean like self-responsibility garbage like that?
Well, yeah, look, yeah. Do you want a free and open society or not? Because with freedoms come responsibilities. And also with freedoms come some people who don't appreciate it or don't understand it. And also a society is going to be full of people that have mental health issues. The teen girl who shot a student and a teacher and left two more pupils clinging to life at a private Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin on Monday has been identified. Police said Natalie Samantha, nickname Rupnow, 15-year-old student at the K-12 Abundant Life Christian School, brought a handgun to campus and opened fire around 11 a.m. inside a classroom during study hall. Teenage student and teacher pronounced dead at the scene, while another teacher and five more students were wounded. Two of the students' critical condition, life-threatening injuries, according to the Madison police chief. And Rupnow sustained a self-inflicted gunshot wound and was pronounced dead on the way to the hospital. There's an alleged manifesto espousing angry, hateful views. It's circulating online. Some media users claim belong to Rupnow, but the police chief Barnes said that they have not yet been able to confirm that document. They don't know if it's authentic. They are aware of it, that something has been posted. They're working with the FBI to investigate that part of it. SWAT teams raided Rupnow's family home last night, busting through the front door and conducting a thorough search inside. The home is about 8 miles from the K through 12 school, which is in the state capital, and it has a little more than 400 students. Rupp now opened fire inside a classroom during a study hall filled with students from different grades. As the gunfire erupted, a second grader in a nearby classroom called 911 for help. It was a second grader who reacted the calmest, quickest, and got through.
Wow, smart kid.
Yeah, very much so. Police were on the scene in about 3 minutes. Good response time. Investigators are working to determine motive and have been interviewing the shooter's father. At this point, no reason to believe her parents committed any kind of crime. Questioned how Rupno was able to get her hands on the gun leading up to the deadly shooting. Every child, every person in that building is a victim, et cetera, et cetera. All right. And then immediately? Yeah, immediately. Was it Joe Biden that came out and talked about assault rifle ban?
Yeah, even though there wasn't one used here.
No, it was a pistol used as...
But again, facts don't really matter to this guy or this administration or lefties.
So there's another shooting. Two dead plus the shooter. Sad?
Yes.
Tragic? Yeah. Absolutely. As a parent, is there a concern there? Absolutely. Kids drown all the time. But you're not afraid to take your child, as long as, you know, you're watching, I mean, to a pool, to the beach, whatever. Just to put it into perspective, and I'm not downplaying this, I'm just showing the how it reprioritizes everything. This is leading all the news. It's all to be talked about.
Yep.
Yesterday and most of today, at least, we'll be talking about this and want to get inside the head of the kid and how did the kid get the gun and all that. There's nothing wrong with investigating all of that, trying to make all kinds of determinations, the mental health and things that maybe could be warning signs in the future for others. We can learn. We can still learn from these things. But at the end of the day, you've got about 200 people on average die in America every day from fentanyl overdose, from fentanyl poisoning, I guess I should call it, because unbeknownst to them, they don't know the potency.
I missed that headline.
200 a day.
Is that on the New York Times or the
No, you
Washington
can do a search. CDC has it and others have those statistics. Yeah. No, they're easy to find, but you won't find them in like mainstream media news articles per se.
But that's more people though. That's a lot of people, Bob. That's
200 every day. Huh. And there's a story for every one of those persons. They're not hanging out in the living in the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
These are people. Oh, they experimented with this, or they thought it was prescription, or they thought it was this. 200 every day. But the only political thing that you can pull out of that is, hey, can you secure our border? So the mainstream media hasn't been interested in the fentanyl story. They show mild interest at most. All right? But I'm just trying to help everybody gain a little perspective. And then you'll hear the smart aleck ones. When are the hearts and prayers going out? You shut your pie holes. 616 News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome at 620. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story, unfortunately, 15-year-old girl, alleged killer, shooter, Madison, Wisconsin, two dead, and then herself, self-inflicted gunshot wound, also six injured, some very, very seriously. So this will begin the, you know, the media frenzy. Not to diminish lives, the taking of innocence is awful. Just as an example, 200 people die, fentanyl overdoses every day in America, every day. And then, of course, you've got traffic wrecks that, that kills about 10 a day, I think, something like that. Every day.
Where's the outrage? Where's the outpouring of compassion from the left?
This clearly there has been a, well, the mainstream media hates guns.
Right.
I mean, to put it bluntly and basically, in general, they hate guns. And they buy into the idea of somehow getting rid of all the guns will solve a vast majority of crimes and killings. Of course, that's absolutely not true. And in a country with over 300 million people and about the same amount of guns, you're not going to have an easy time getting rid of them, even if it was to be found in the best interest of everyone, which it is not. You see, it's enshrined in our Constitution, the Second Amendment. You think the founding fathers didn't know that occasionally there was going to be somebody who was going to misuse that? They were going to kill somebody. That's where the whole criminal system, judicial system, crime and punishment, where that is all part of law and order. And it's sad. It's sad. But it's going to happen. Just statistically, it's going to happen. In England, oh my gosh, they have an unbelievable amount of stabbings.
Mm-hmm.
Some are personal, you know, a domestic dispute. And some of them, a lot of them are random. People who are mentally not right, running around the street stabbing people. It happens pretty often.
So taking away guns did nothing.
No, that's why if anything positive or fruitful could come from a conversation, I'd be more than happy to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did a 15-year-old girl, who I would imagine has a troubled past at the very least, or, you know, some sort of mental illness, something, and how was she able to get her hands on a gun? Now, you have to be 21 everywhere in the U.S. to buy a handgun. So where did she get it? How did she get it? Was it easy to get? You know, it was the anniversary of Sandy Hook, what, yesterday or the day before? An incredibly awful story. But she had a kid who clearly had mental health issues, and it's like his mother locked the guns up.
Yeah.
Because she only wanted him to ever have one under her supervision to actually, you know, go shooting. Well, he decided that he wanted access to them. So in his twisted mind, it was easy. I just get rid of mom, kill her, and then there won't be a big hassle over the gun. So, yeah, murder's already, you know, we need more murder control. Yeah.
I think that's already illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, is it still outrageous and sad? Yes. Is it frightening? Yes. But the issue here is mental health and mental illness. It is not a firearms issue, period. And we'll move on from there. All right. Ah, my goodness. I was going to say another day in paradise. Not for everybody. News, Pete Hegseth, you know, you're waiting, you're wondering, is this guy going to get the nod? Is he going to lead the Pentagon? What's going to happen? Well, here's the latest I have. Senator Lindsey Graham said Sunday that President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon, former Fox News host and veteran Pete Hegseth, is planning to release the woman who accused him of sexual assault from a confidential settlement agreement. During an appearance on Meet the Press, Graham said Hegseth told him he planned to release his accuser from that agreement. He said just about what we're talking about, I'd want to know if anybody nominated for a high-level job in Washington legitimately assaulted somebody. Graham added that the accuser would have to publicly make her claims if she wanted them to be considered. He said the Pete Hegseth I know is not a problem that I've been aware of. However, if people have an allegation to make, come forward and make it like they did with Kavanaugh, referring to, you know, the Justice Kavanaugh and his thing. We'll decide whether or not it's credible, we meaning the Senate. Graham also said Hegseth is being tried by anonymous sources, advising anyone with credible allegations against him, come forward. If you think that you know, he's got problems or issues, or you've been attacked, and come forward. So we'll see what happens. The woman, said Hegseth sexually assaulted her in 2017 when he was a keynote speaker at a Republican conference at a hotel in Monterey. The allegation surfaced shortly after Trump announced his nomination of Hegseth.
Coincidence?
Well, he was already on TV.
Yeah.
The woman said she met Hegseth at an after-party event, but doesn't remember much of the night, except waking up in his hotel room. She said he allegedly took her phone and blocked her from leaving, according to authorities. She also reportedly said she believes that she was raped and possibly drugged. Charges were never filed in the case. Hegseth has denied the allegations and said it was a consensual encounter with a woman who later regretted cheating on her husband. Through his lawyer, he said he signed a non-disclosure agreement because it was at the height of the Me Too movement. Earlier this month, Hegseth's lawyer, Tim Parlatore, told CNN a civil extortion lawsuit against the accuser was considered in 2020 before the agreement was reached. So, it sounds like, and based on other information, because there was an exchange where the husband reached out to her like, hey, this is later than, you're usually out or something.
Uh-huh.
She did respond with a few words that maybe didn't completely make sense. Anyway, hopefully we'll find out what the truth is. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally would get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Coming up, David Hogg, speaking of gun control, running for vice chair of the DNC. That and more on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
The Altoona Police Department arresting the brazen targeted murder of CEO of United Healthcare.
The news that's trending.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen.
The ripple effect of this is just going to be remarkable.
The news that's now.
Retribution will be through success. If they're paying their bills and if they're treating us fairly, the answer is absolutely, I'd stay with NATO.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
I can read your mind. You want to know about the Bob Rose Show podcast?
How did you know?
Is it available wherever we get our other podcast, Bob? The answer is yes. And all you have to do is click on subscribe, and there you have it. Never miss a minute of the show. And you are welcome. It is 6:38. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And I know what else you're thinking. Bob, what's the latest on that shooting? But please make it quick and not boring, because this is all that will be talked about on the 24-hour news cycle. You got it. Once again, I deliver. The school shooting. Apparently, she used a 9mm pistol. 15-year-old girl, Natalie Rupp now. And she goes by the nickname Samantha. And she shot two dead, a teacher, a student, injured six others, and then herself died, self-inflicted. Gunshot, okay? You got it. Used a pistol, right? Mm-hmm. The only reason I say that twice is because immediately Joe Biden reacted by saying we need an assault weapons ban.
But he's an idiot.
It's like, right?
Yeah.
You come out, assault weapons ban, where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I've been saying that all along. Yeah, but in the wake of this event, don't you want to call for something that you feel may prevent it from happening in the future? Oh, and by the way, let me give you a hint, Joe. Let me give you a hint. Ready? It's not about the guns. Remember when you do that whisper thing?
Oh.
Joe, it's not about the guns.
Creepy Joe.
Yeah, because it's not about the guns. But he can't help himself. It's been written in his playbook for a long time. So, on Monday, just hours after the alleged handgun attack, which, remember, the handguns don't operate on their own. They do not have legs. They don't fly.
No.
They are used by people. And some of those people are sick or bad. Biden released a statement from Newtown to Uvalde. Parkland and Madison to so many other shootings that don't receive attention. It's unacceptable that we're unable to protect our children from this scourge of gun violence. We cannot continue to accept it as normal. This scourge. Well, there's millions and millions of people, millions and millions of guns. And yes, occasionally you're going to get one who is mentally twisted up and they're going to hurt people with those guns. But it's the people doing it, not the guns. But apparently Joe still hasn't gotten that memo.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, did Joe jump up and down when the statistics began to come out about fentanyl overdoses? 70 to 100,000 poisonings a year of Americans. Number one killer between 18 and 45-year-olds while Biden was in office.
Did they just ignore it for a long time?
Absolutely, okay. Because the correlation is more fentanyl in the U.S. because it was coming through the southern border. They get a lot of the active ingredients from China to Mexico, the cartel. They have semi-sophisticated equipment. They have pill presses. So they make it look good. The pills look good. But as far as making sure that the potency is regulated and consistent, no. No. They throw it all in a big vat and stir it up. And however it ends up pouring out into the individual and gets pressed into individual pills, so be it. Good luck. Good luck with that, is their theory, I guess. So Joe Biden, did he? No, he didn't say much about that fentanyl or human trafficking. Why? Huh. Because it would point right back at his flawed border policies, which are not flawed by, oops, we didn't do it right. Flawed as in you purposefully opened the border knowing there was going to be chaos, knowing the fentanyl levels were going to increase, people were going to die, children were going to be taken advantage of, human smuggling of all sorts. You knew all that. And be damned, you didn't care. You did it anyway because you wanted the chaos that came with it and the possibility that some of those would end up being Democrat voters. Absolutely sickening. And Joe Biden, too, of all people. When's the last time he had a press conference? I think it was in June or July.
Mm-hmm.
The last time he had a press conference. Do you remember what he did? He was bringing up Zelensky, and he introduced him as President Putin. Now, he corrected himself quickly, but yeah, and of course, that wasn't his only issue and statements and all that. But it's interesting how he's running out here right away. Released. So he's not doing anything. Oh, a statement was released. He's got his name on it. Yeah, stamp.
He probably hasn't seen it yet.
Joe, what? What? I was having dreams. Yeah, I was beating up Corn Pop again. Yeah, what do you want? Sign this, Joe. Stamp this, Joe. Okay. Can I go back to sleep now? Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, Doge. They've already uncovered that the Department of Education spent $1 billion in promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Just on the programs, they spent $1 billion.
Wow. With a B. Yeah.
Half a billion on race-based hiring, $343,000 on DEI programming, another nearly $170,000 on DEI mental health initiatives.
Wow.
So they haven't even really cracked the books. And already they can see that glaring out. So that will be probably first business. Anything associated with DEI will immediately become unfunded, I would say, very quickly after January 20th. That's my prediction anyway. Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talkin' Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:45. The Bob Rose Show continues with Greg Cassidy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
He's got opinions.
Now is immunity through the back door.
And he's not afraid to share them.
He used the pardon clause for quote-unquote preemptive pardons. What is that? That's immunity. Why?
Mark Levin, 6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
How many kinds of things could you get in a single headline? Stripper at vegan club allegedly stabs DJ during in caught on camera attack.
Wow. That's the whole front page.
Stripper at vegan club. What? So,
huh.
Okay. I didn't read the story. I just saw the headline and I'm like, a vegan club, a vegan strip club, I guess? Or was she a random stripper in
a vegan club? I didn't even know there were vegan clubs.
What would be a vegan strip club? I mean, you know, it's not.
Well, I guess they serve veggies.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean.
Now you're going to make me click on the story. See what you did?
That really wasn't my intent, though.
Greg.
That was not my intent whatsoever.
All your fault.
Uh-huh.
Mom.
Yeah.
Greg made me do something bad again.
Wow.
A vicious stripper. That's another great thing. You don't see that in a sentence very often.
Don't get too close.
Use this in a sentence. Vicious and stripper.
Yeah.
Mom used a vicious stripper of paint to get to the bottom of that old table's finish.
Now, that would be okay. That'd be
you
all
see
right.
What a good student I was, Greg?
Yeah.
Just call me Little Eddie Haskell.
Oh, yeah.
A vicious stripper at Portland's so-called world-infamous vegan strip club. So there is such a thing.
Okay.
Allegedly stabbed a DJ several times after her boss said that she was acting like she was possessed by a demon. Well, who are you calling a demon? Stab, 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 stab.
Might have proved the point.
Kind of. Mm. With a point.
I don't know where he finds these things, friends. I really don't know.
Hi, at the New York Post, if you're looking. Mm. New video from inside the Casa Diablo. Oh, what could go wrong in a place called the Home of the Devil?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I could see a problem beginning here.
Come on in. It's the home of the devil.
Have a veggie plate.
Yeah, have a veggie plate. Don't choke on it. Anyway. Mm. I mean, they show it's a video, and
maybe she didn't like the song he was playing for or something. I don't know.
Stabs him four times, including once in the chest.
Ooh.
Runs away as the DJ, shocked, struggles to dash to safety before collapsing in the kitchen area.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dramatic.
Half the girls were obviously shook, started freaking out. The other half of the girls were instrumental to my survival, he said. Employees definitely saved my life. He was fading in and out of consciousness over blood loss and lack of oxygen. And finally, 911 came for help. The staff applied pressure to the wound. It's just crazy.
And you're right. So many things in one headline. That's crazy.
Yeah. So now you know, if you woke up this morning, you didn't know there was such a thing as a vegan strip club. Now you know.
Named Home of the Devil, that you shouldn't probably go to.
Come on in.
Isn't that how it works?
Mi casa, su casa.
Mm.
You burn in hell, casa. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just go someplace where they have a steak. You know, it'll be better.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you take hell's fire and apply it gently to a red piece of meat, medium rare.
Not
thank
your
you very
soul.
Much.
Yeah.
Singe the meat, not your soul. I like it.
It's a new marketing campaign.
I like it. There could be a new church like that. You know, Bibles and barbecue.
Well, that's good old church in the South.
That's what I'm saying. But promote that.
I like it, Pastor Chris. You're taking notes.
There you go.
We like barbecue.
The government knows what is happening. I know what you're saying. Bob, are you going to drone on about this again?
Wah, wah, wah.
The answer is yes. It was Trump that said, hey, the government knows what's happening. Why aren't we getting answers? He was responding to a reporter who asked him to comment on the mystery drones. It was a little Q&A thing. We'll get together. And Trump was Trump on that great interview. He gave out more information, answered more questions than, I would say, probably as much as Joe Biden may have interacted with the press in the totality of his nearly 4 years.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how refreshing that is. And he's not even the president yet. Uh-huh. But he's kind of the acting president, isn't he?
Well,
you've got the lamest of ducks in there now.
And his nominees are already out there getting stuff done.
That's right.
So,
Vivek and And Elon already uncovering $1 billion spent on DEI garbage.
Yeah.
He said our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they could go right to that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. For some reason, they don't want to comment, noting that the government should be honest with the American people. I think they'd be better off saying what it is. You know, our military knows. I'm sure our president knows, sure. Referring to Biden. Now, don't they generally, during this time of transition, share intelligence with the incoming president?
I was wondering the same thing, too.
Especially when he's already held the position, you know, been vetted or whatever you want to say. I mean, he knows the drill now. He's been through it once. I wonder if they have shared anything with him. I doubt it, or I don't think he would have answered that way. But maybe he can say, hey, you guys going to fill me in or what?
Yeah.
And what if they said, yeah, we can fill you in, but you can't discuss it. I don't know.
Quite the quandary we have here.
He said, for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. Trump said that. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they would blast it out. Well, maybe not. I mean, remember, you had a balloon crossing the entire nation before action was taken. I mean, we're talking traversing what? 4,500 miles? And they didn't shoot it down until it was off the eastern seaboard. And then for them to use that excuse, because I heard the former Rear Admiral talking, you know, as a spokesperson for the Pentagon, Kirby. And, you know, when he said, yeah, well, you know, you wouldn't want to shoot one down in a, you know, populated area, whatever like that. And Martha McCallum quickly responded, because this is true. Well, we had a Navy boat that said they were being pursued. That's open water.
And it was over desert as well. So,
well, I'm talking about the recent drone sightings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something's up.
Oh, definitely. All right, we've got a lot to talk about today. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.